Mexico Time with Fred Allen. Texaco dealers from coast to coast present the Texaco Star Theater, starring Fred Allen with Fred Guest, Ed Gardner, the popular Archie, Man About Duffy's, Portland Hoffa, Falstaff Openshaw, the Texaco Workshop Players, Hilo Jack and the Dame, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. This is Jimmy Wallington reminding you that there may be more miles left in your car than you realize. Countless cars have served more than 100,000 miles with proper care and lubrication, and the chances are yours can do as well when you take it to your Texaco dealer for systematic Texaco lubrication and a regular Texaco stem-to-stern checkup. The first rule in making your car last is seeing your Texaco dealer regularly. This week, ladies and gentlemen, the OPA designated Fair Stamp 2 a special point stamp with a value of 5 points. We ask you now to mail in your 5 points for the ham you are going to get on this program tonight. And here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And Jimmy, you're not kidding about the ham surplus. I read that in Chicago last week, the packing plants turned out over 2 million yards of pork.
Oh, no. You mean pounds of pork, don't you, Fred?
No, yards of pork, Jimmy.
What is a yard of pork?
3 pigs' feet. We're starting off like, can't you top this? You can't help topping this. You know, the paper said that Chicago was full of pigs. Razorback hogs were stropping themselves against leather stores in the street. Kitties were cutting holes in little hogs and making homemade piggy banks out there. Over 200,000 pigs were killed, Jimmy, and not one part of any pig will be wasted.
How do you mean?
Well, the inside of the pig is used for food, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The hide is used for luggage.
Yeah.
The bristles are used for brushes.
Yeah.
The pig's eye will be used.
The pig's eye?
The pig's eye will be used in conversation, of course. Nothing will be wasted.
Well, what about the squeal?
The squeal? If he runs for a fourth term, the Republicans will use the squeal. You know, you know when you...
Mr. Allen!
Well, Portland. Well, Portland, what's new with you?
I heard Mayor LaGuardia is broadcast today.
Oh, did you? It makes a lively afternoon, doesn't it? I heard it last Sunday. The mayor said eggs should be cheaper.
Well, I heard he went over to the poultry show and gave the poets a pep talk.
That's right. The mayor said New York will have cheaper houses if he has to build them, cheaper coal if he has to mine it, and cheaper eggs if he has to lay them. He was over yesterday getting a fitting for a nest, I hear. The mayor is very popular now.
I know. It's his big hat.
His big hat?
Mm-hmm. People think he's in the show Oklahoma and can get some tickets.
Oh. Well, now, if we only had a joke, we could sort of finish this routine. Do you know a joke offhand?
Did you hear that last week Eisenhower had indigestion?
Well, what caused it?
Things in general.
After that riotous observation, Portland, we'd better get down to Allen's Alley.
What is your question?
Well, this past week, as you know, New York had the heaviest storm of the season. Snow, sleet, and heavy rain swept the city, slowing transportation and sending pedestrians scurrying for shelter. And so our question tonight is, how did the season's worst storm bother you?
Shall we start for the alley?
As the two pieces of neon said when the dim out was over, let's go. Well, Portland, here we are back in Allen's Alley, where the people are fur-bearing. I wonder if Senator Bloat is in.
Yes?
Senator Bloat?
Yes, but you'll have to hurry. The Dyes Committee may close in on me any minute. What is it you want?
It's about the season's worst storm. How did official Washington react to the storm?
The administration was glad to see the snowfall.
Why?
It's the first thing that's come down since the OPA was started.
Well, it seems you don't have to be earnest to get in the White House. You have to be frank. Now, let's see. Let's see if Mrs. Braun is in.
Well, what is it?
Mrs. Braun, did the big storm bother you?
I was better than a mermaid tip.
You mean you were out in the storm?
No, the rain broke the skylight. It started raining inside the house.
Inside? Well, what happened?
The water got so high, I opened the ice box.
Yes?
A herring came to life and said, "Which way's Lindy?" and swam off. Clock struck. The cuckoo came out.
And?
It was a duck.
Well, you were flooded inside. Wasn't the water deep outside the house?
I heard something at the door.
Yes?
I opened it.
Uh-huh.
A big wave came in.
A big wave? But weren't you drowned?
No, the big wave was my sister.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I brought the whole thing up. I wonder what will happen next door here.
No.
Mr. Nussbaum.
Who else? You're expecting maybe H. V. Kelton calling?
Tell me, Mr. Nussbaum, did this storm bother you?
What is happening to me shouldn't happen to a water buffalo.
What happened?
Tuesday night, I am invited. I shall go to Brooklyn to play in the people in Rome. So on the side, maybe have a good time.
Accidentally.
Yes.
I see.
I am driving down the concourse of my Chevy. The wind is blowing. Outside is a lizard.
The wind was bad, eh?
Oh, bad, he said. The Chevy's blowing up on the sidewalk, then across the street.
Well, how could you drive in that terrible wind?
Confidentially, I am packing. Oh. I am packing my time.
I see.
I am coming downtown, Lickety Spittle. I shall go into Brooklyn.
Yes?
Passing the Holland Tunnel, is coming a tycoon.
Yes?
It is blowing me, the Chevy, also the gin on the deck, through the Holland Tunnel.
You didn't get to Brooklyn. What did you do?
Luckily, I am having also friends in Jersey. Captain Schwartzberg by name.
Uh-huh.
So a good time is eventually had by y'all.
You got your gin rum again.
Well, I am losing conservatively $40.
Uh-huh.
Also, my host Schwartzberg is providing a midnight snack, cold stock.
Well, you came out even.
Even, he says. Who could eat $40 with a cold cut?
At the last house in the alley.
Greetings all, alackaday, Falstaff's here with Rondelay.
Well, tell me, Falstaff, are those some new poem titles you have written on your cuff there?
Indubitably.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard, when she twisted my neck, love wasn't the factor? I learned too late she was a chiropractor.
No.
Or, the little goose said, "What the deuce?" as he stuck his foot in the Charlotte Russe.
No.
Or perhaps, Hitler's army is fleeing, says a commentator. To the Germans, the Russian steps must look like an escalator.
Now wait a minute, Falstaff. Tonight we are discussing the big storm we had here last week.
Precisely why I am here. I have written a poem.
What is your storm poem called?
"'Twould Be Gay to Be an Icicle."
"'Twould Be Gay to Be an Icicle." Gay is near. How does it go?
"'Twould Be Gay to Be an Icicle, suspended from a roof. In frosty isolation, I'd just hang there, aloof. I'd need no food, I'd pay no tax, for me there'd be no ceiling. While Congress froze all other things, I'd just hang there, congealing. shortages wouldn't worry me. I'd want no roast or joint. If I was an icicle, after all, you would see my point. With liquor hard to get today, an icicle can still get tight. All I need is a brisk north wind, and I'd be stiff every night.
Falstaff, as Falstaff leaves on his icicle built for two, Hal Goodman leaps agilely, he should live so long, upon his podium to prepare for Hilo, Jack, and a Day. Their song is Take It Easy.
When we dance, it's the moment of a cliffhanger. Maybe you'd surrender, but you move too fast. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't you know it's more romantic when the dance is slow? Take it easy. Take it easy. What's the good of being high when all the lights are low? Take it easy. Take it easy. We've got lots of time ahead of us. The night is young. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't you know that music should be played instead of swung? Take your time. Take your time. Dance with me, please. Take your time. Take your time. Slow as you please. Take it easy. Take it easy. You're too far away from me to whisper in your ear. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know you only get three pairs of shoes a year? Take your time, dance it with me. Take your time, slow if you please. Take it easy, if you don't have to, that romance will hit a bar. Take it easy, you know you're not supposed to make a rumba jump. So take it easy, take it easy. I'll make it slow now, if you want to please me. Take it easy, take it easy.
If you want to hear the number better, run to the rumba gun. Take your time. Thank you, Milo, Jack, and a Dame. And now it says here, Jimmy Wallington sings Long, Long Ago.
Oh, no, friends. Now, this song is Long, Long To Go.
Oh, a different song.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a song I wrote myself to show drivers that there's lots more life left in their cars than most people realize.
Oh.
With proper care and lubrication, it's not unusual for a car to do better than 75,000 miles. So give yours regular technical care and make it last. Regular changes with insulated Havoline motor oil, regular Marfac chassis lubrication, and a regular technical stem to stern checkup, and your car really will have long, long to go.
Well, how about your song, Jimmy?
Oh, I'll sing it for you. A little music, Al. There's lots of life in your old auto yet. Long, long to go. Long, long to go. Give it good care and long miles you will get. Long, long to go. Long to go. Take it around to your technical man. He'll make it last, you will earn, he won't tell. There's lots of life in your old auto yet. You better go, take the road.
That was Paper Doll, played by Al. Just a bit of a dash of confetti from Paper Doll, played by Al Goodman and his They're Not Sensations, But They're All My Relations Orchestra. And now, Portland. Portland, what are you staring at?
Is that a bump on your head?
A bump, yes. A dimple backfired. Forget about my bump.
It's a pretty big bump to forget. How did you get it?
Well, it's rather a long story, Portland.
What happened?
Well, last Tuesday, I took a walk. I heard there was butter in the neighborhood, but I couldn't locate it. Well, I walked and walked and finally found myself in a shabby section of the city. As I went across the street, a brewery truck backed into the sidewalk. I heard the driver yell,
"Hey, look out, that barrel's fallen!"
Oh! The barrel hit me on the head, Portland, and I was out cold. The next thing I remembered, a policeman was there. I heard the driver saying to the policeman,
"It was an accident, officer. A barrel of beer rolled off me truck and knocked this guy out.
Look at him floating around in that foam. What a wonderful way to die."
I bet he can hear the angels playing Sweet Adeline on them harps.
Oh.
Come on, driver. We're carrying him into the cabin.
Okay, I got his feet.
Oh. Up to Daisy. Open the door now.
Okay.
Well, Duffy Tavern, where do you leave me, Dave? Archie, your manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Huh? Nah, there's no customers here tonight, Duffy. Well, these rainy nights, who wants to go out and lay in a gutter? Huh? We should put a marquee over the gutter? Yes, good idea. Well, there's a couple of people in here. Yeah, the Siamese twins. Very nice couple. They bought a glass of beer. Huh? I put two heads on it.
All right. Lift him up now.
Yeah, handle him tenderly.
Oh.
All right. Lay him on this free lunch cover.
Hey, wait a minute. What is... Just a second, Duffy. Two guys just carried in a drunk. Look, I'll call you back.
Move the coleslaw, officer.
Oh.
Okay, now put his feet down.
Hey, look, what goes on here?
Hello, Archie.
Look, Clancy, will you tell your needle-nosed friend here that this ain't no bum shelter?
Archie, he's unconscious.
He's still a bum. Where'd you leave him when we got that load, Clancy? Remember our slogan. This is where the elite meet to eat, not where the rip meet the rest.
Hey, Archie, he got caught by a barrel of beer I was delivering in here.
Oh.
Try and revive him, Archie.
I think it's too late, Clancy. It looks as though Richard Moore set in. However, we will have at a try. I'll get out my first aid book here.
Well, in that case, I caught an ambulance.
Look, Clancy, before you go, take his head out of the potato salad. He might come to and start eating.
Oh,
Finnegan?
Oh, gee, I'm hungry. Hey, can I have some of that on the counter?
Finnegan, that is human.
Yeah, it's a big one, ain't it? Hey, Archie, how many points did it cost you?
Finnegan, you talk like a headhunter. In this case, a pig's head hunter. But leave it, concentrate on the first aid book.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Let's see now. There's, appendectomy, chilblains, epilepsy, minute rub, wait a minute now. This guy was hit by a beer barrel. There it is. Beery. Where am I?
Hey, he's moving, Arch.
He's moving?
Yeah.
Let's see, the book says the victim must lie perfectly still. Then he can hear me that bung starter. Thank you.
Hey, who are you? How did I...
Oh. Hey, this book is wonderfully perfectly still again.
Oh, it sure looks pale.
Yeah, he must be losing blood, Dad. Let's look under L here. Losing blood. Losing blood, apply a tournament.
Tournament? What's a tournament, Art?
It's a thing the Boy Scouts invented. You put a piece of cloth around them and you twist it.
Oh, yeah.
Finnegan, reach down and hand me my shirt tail.
Here's the bar rag, Arch. It's cleaning.
Well, I haven't had my shirt tail on the bar, Finnegan. Now, the book says apply tournament to point nearest the injury.
Well, he got hit in the head.
Well, then we gotta stop the blood from going to his head. Twist the bar rag around his throat. Give it a good twist, Finnegan.
Hey, Arch, wait a minute. Do you know what you're doing?
Finnegan, you are talking to a man who for 4 years has studied Dr. Kildare pictures. twist the tighter, Finnegan. Boy, look at that color come back to its face.
Yeah, it's nice and blue.
Think you better loosen the tournament, Finnegan. You're ripping the bar rag.
This is the last time I'll come on Truth or Consequences.
Finnegan, he's raving. Cure case of dementia's prefix, sir. Tighten the tournament again, Finnegan.
Okay, Arch. That does it, Arch. See, back to that nice glue again.
Arch, you take the little box.
Oh, Finnegan, that is a matter that's strictly between him and Mother Nature.
Hey, Arch.
Yeah.
Sir, what do you say we roll it, guys?
Please. At Duffy's, we have ethics. We don't roll a customer until he has been taken drunk. And besides, we haven't got time. He's coming to him.
Hey, look, he's trying to talk.
Loosen up the tournament. Oh, my head. Look at my suit. Where am I? You and Duffy, I'm Archie, the manager, speaking. Oh, what am I doing in this steam fitter store club? Somebody will pay for this. You're right, and here is your bill, sir. $18.50, including first aid, cover charge, and state tax. Now, wait a minute. $18.50 in this Mickey Motel? This Sandhog Salon? Do you know who I am? I'm Fred Allen. Finnegan.
Yeah?
Lock the cash register. You don't know this guy. This guy would throw a termite onto a lame man's cane. Now, listen, you. Listen, I'll slap you flatter than Jack Benny's archers. I'll pull your nose down your vest so fast you'll think it's a zipper. Why, you emaciated shield for Bacchus? If I come...
Alan, don't finish like it off the phone. I don't want to miss a word of this. Hello, Duffy. Fred Allen's helping me.
Well, a barrel of beer fell on him. First time what? First time the drinks was ever on Allen, huh? Well, look, Duffy, I'm afraid the guy is going to sue. Huh? Yeah, that's a good idea, Duffy. Okay. Fred, Duffy's got the solution.
What?
The French make a bury. Owes us a barrel of beer, right?
Uh-huh.
They owe you for a cork on a cut, right?
Right.
We're both going to collect.
How, Archie?
You and me is both jointly going to file suit against the French McAbury of Greater Staten Island.
No, no, wait a minute. Not me. I'm not getting involved.
Rely me, Alan. Believe me. Come on in the back room. We'll plan our strategy.
Oh, wait a minute. Before we go in, I'll drop a nickel in the jukebox.
Oh, yeah. While we're talking, you can listen to me new song, Leave It Safe, if we're in love. But sing.
Leave us no longer pretend that you are merely a friend, for it is wrote in the stars above. Though we have tried to recall.
Well, Portland, I finally got out of Duffy's. 2 days later, I got a subpoena to appear in court. Archie was waiting for me outside. When we got into the courtroom, Archie said...
Sit down here next to me, Alan. Hand me my briefcase there. I got to get out some habeas corpuses.
Your briefcase? Well, you said Duffy was getting me a big lawyer.
Duffy's lawyer got pneumonia. That's the sad thing, too. He thought he was hanging on to the back of an ambulance, but it turned out to be a good humor truck. So I'm taking over.
But, Archie, what do you know about law?
What do I know about law? For 10 years, I worked the mule back at Bushwhack and Milkstone and Briggs.
Doing what?
I used to paste the ipsos on a facto.
But, Archie...
Quiet, here's the judge.
Court is now open for a case, Fred Allen versus the fine schmeck-up Rory of Greater Staten Island.
Get a load of that chappy, Judge. This case is in the bag.
Is counsel for defense of the fine schmeck-up Rory present?
I'm right here, Your Honor. Well, Uncle Phil, I didn't know you were sitting on this case.
Well, Junius, my favorite nephew. I thought you were still in law school.
What is this, one man's family?
If you're not the judge's son, Archie, we're sons.
The case is open, Junius. Uncle Phil, I mean, Your Honor, why waste the court's time? My client, the fine Schmecker Brewery, will buy the plaintiff a new suit and close the case.
The court appreciates the defense's attitude, nephew, counselor, and so I hereby close this case.
I object.
Archie, I'm getting a new suit. I'm satisfied.
You're getting a new suit, but who's paying Duffy for that barrel of beer and me for the first aid bill? I object.
Order in the court. You in the dirty white apron. Did you open your bazoo?
Not yet, but that is irreverent material and unreasonably facsimile. My client demands a trial.
Oh, Archie, wait a minute.
Very well, you asked for it. The case is reopened. Go to it, Junius. I'm all for you.
Well, there goes my new suit.
Quiet, you. Proceed, Junius.
Your Honor, I will prove to you that this man, Fred Allen, hijacked a Feinschmecker truck, tried to steal a barrel of our nectar, Weehawken Lager beer, and when this contemptible crumb was discovered, he hid in a nearby saloon.
I object.
Well, it's about time.
What's your objection?
Duffy says not a saloon, it's a tavern. Yes, proceed.
But Archie, he called me a contemptible crumb. That's slander.
I know, but we might have a tough time proving it.
Order in the court. Quiet, loudmouth.
Your Honor, am I recognized by the court?
Yes, shyster.
Thank you. I wish to present my first witness, Clifton Finnegan.
Clifton Finnegan.
Finnegan, wake up.
Oh, where am I?
You're in court.
Court. Guilty, Your Honor.
Down, Kyle. Take the stand.
Yes, sir.
Let us attorney take the witness.
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Finnegan, is it not a fact?
Your Honor.
I object.
I ain't answered nothing yet.
Objection sustained.
Your Honor.
Quiet.
Your Honor. Your Honor.
Quiet. All right, that concludes the testimony. Your witness, Junior.
Now watch yourself, Finnegan.
Don't worry about me.
Mr. Finnegan, isn't it true that you are completely unqualified to be a witness, as you are a subnormal chowderhead, a dope, and a low-grade moron?
Judge.
What?
He's got me cornered.
This trial is a farce. I demand to be heard. Let me take the stand.
Think you can handle him, Junior?
With your help, Uncle Phil? Yes, I think so.
Proceed, Junior.
Is it not true, Mr. Allen, that you had to be carried into Duffy's on the day in question?
Yes. The driver yelled, "Look out." The beer barrel hit me on the head and broke open. I was carried into Duffy's unconscious.
Aha! And is it not true that approximately one half of that barrel of beer had soaked into your suit?
Yes.
You have a liquor license?
No.
Very strange, Your Honor. A confessed criminal.
A confessed criminal?
You admit carrying half a barrel of beer on your person into the saloon. By your own words, you're guilty of violating Federal Law 65B.
What is that?
Transporting liquor without a license.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Are you kidding? Four times the prisoner guilty, yes, John.
Now, wait a minute, Your Honor. Guilty? What about my lawyer's defense?
I'll give him 2 minutes. Get going, stupid.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor. As I stand here in defense of my client, I hope the court will remember the words of the shining legal light, Mr. Anthony. I give him the wit from a recent court case, whereas no man is guilty until he is presumed innocent. And then, not until the jury peers on him.
Do you deny that the barrel of 5 speck of beer in this case is still in your client Allen's clothes?
Am I to refute the obvious?
Do you deny that the beer is still the property of the 5 speck of Rory?
I demur, but with dictum ad nauseam.
Well, how many parts you might have parts from a baker?
True, but the caveat emptor, 6 cents, Judge Allen, don't forget that.
Well, under duress, yes, but now possibly the reserve of the pure of the mandamus on a promissory.
This point is well taken, I am.
Now, Archie, what happened
well,
here?
Take off your clothes, Alan. Fine Schmecker gets your suit.
My suit? How can I go home?
I got custody of the beer bower. You can go home in that.
Oh, I get it.
Before we close the Texaco Star Theater, I want to thank Ed Gardner for his visit tonight. Ed appeared through the courtesy of the Bristol-Myers Company, makers of Salmapatica and Minidrub. Next week, our guest will be America's sweetheart, Miss Mary Pickford. And now, Jimmy, would you care to have the last word?
The last word in making your car last is Texaco. If your car is of average age, it's still good for many, many thousands of miles. When you see your Texaco dealer regularly for insulated Havilland motor oil, Marfax chassis lubrication, and the many other Texaco products and services that are planned to keep them running.
This is Fred Allen speaking for Texaco dealers from coast to coast, inviting you to tune in again next Sunday night and to drive in at any time. Remember, you're welcome. Thank you. Good night.
This is Columbia Broadcasting Service.